I'm going to miss that song, man.
It's already started.
Lads and gents, welcome back, man. League Lads is back, man. We didn't get Bali Belly bloody 1-0 Sui. What's going on, boys? How are you, man? Oh,
good, bro. Good to have you back, bro.
Feels good to be back, bro. I got my boy Joe. I got my boy Mitch, the Rage Bait King. You know how it is, man.
Yeah. Good to be back in the winner's circle.
Apparently, we're not going to sing that song anymore, Bulldogs fans. Please take it easy
we'll
on Mitchy, bro.
Next year,
I know where the, I know where the hate comes from for Mitchy. It's from our comment section because everyone just fucking belts him straight away, bro.
No, but honestly, like, let's not be sad that it's over. Let's be grateful that it happened that many times, eh?
Yeah, there's so much people that want to punch you right.
You think I'm bad?
Joey, it's all right. Can we get a tissue?
Boys, this feels good to be back. Obviously, I took a lot of time off for great reasons. I got married, had a beautiful wedding. Thank you to everyone that attended, all my friends and family. Fred is sick today. He couldn't come in, but thank you, Fred, for coming. I've told you this a million times, but seeing you boys there on the pre-party and on the wedding just made me so happy. And we're ready to rock and roll again, bro. I went to Bali. Nothing happened to me. Alhamdulillah, I didn't get sick. We had a good time. And I missed the footy, bro. I missed the boys, man. Feels good to be back. Mitch has been smashing it. Let me give Mitch his props before we get into everything. The mind games, fucking T Starling in the building, fucking Joe's meeting all these. Everything's happening for the boys, bro. And what did the All Blacks do, bro? The All Blacks, what were you saying?
No one takes care of the All Blacks. The All Blacks take care of the All Blacks.
That's right. That's one from the mind games, brother. Don't forget, subscribe, like, make sure you're all there because there's some good shit coming. Oh, my God. Thursday, next week. Fucking hell, it's going off, Mitchy, bro. What's that? Can I see?
The buy round just invited me to collab on a reel. That was where I was.
Yeah. Shout out to James Graham, apparently bandwagon Dogs fan. I don't know how you said that to him because I would have been shitting the gear, lad. Boys, let's get straight into it. We had Reece Walsh turn into a plumber. And he actually did some plumbing. Like, I watched his videos on Snapchat and that, whatever he was putting it on. And he was actually trapping up a vanity. And I was very proud to see a fellow, you know, an athlete get in the trenches, cuz, you know what I mean? But, bro, all week the talk's been about him drinking toilet water, him this, him that. Cuz, what a game.
Wow. Question.
Yeah.
Before we get to the game.
Yeah, because you're going to speak to a plumber right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So...
Has that toilet been used? Bro, listen. I'll tell you straight out. That looked like an industrial toilet, right? It looked silver. Like, it looked like one of those fucking ones that you have in the public, right? So, I don't know why you would install that in your house. Pretty weird, right?
Was it blue, but I reckon it might have been like an... Was there expensive toilet?
No, because toilets are white. It's very, very simple. The most expensive, the most cheapest, they're white.
Okay.
But the ones that you use in public toilets are chrome Anyway, forget that. Let's say he did put it in his house, right? As a plumber, we all test the toilets, cuz. Right? I don't like test them all the time, but you flush them and you
talk
test
to
them.
Me. One or two?
What?
Are on we the doing tester? Ones or we doing
depends what you need to do, cuz, at the moment. Hey, AJB Plumbing, Reece Walsh, let us know what you're doing there, bro. But listen, he drank some shit, but I almost drank it today. I was like, bro, I need some superpowers because I'm getting back to League Lads. My form's been off, you know? I need to get back into work and shit. Fucking didn't really go there, but. Bro, he had a game and a half, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Honestly, like, I was watching, like, I was having some dinner watching like that, and I couldn't believe my eyes, cuz. What the fuck was he on, cuz? What was in that lad? Kicking 40-20s.
Off the cusp
was all. And I remember Reece Walsh at the start of the season was having a bad seat. Like, he was trying too hard.
That was the big complaint, that he was so rocks and diamonds. He was either nailing his passes or throwing 2 meter forward passes.
Flashy.
Shanking kicks.
Too flashy. Trying to do everything haram. Like, you know,
he's trying to score off every set. That was his problem. He was trying to score off every set. He thought he was trying to create the highlight reel from minute one.
And Maguire hates that shit, bro.
He's a massive confidence player, though. Actually, to give Maguire a bit of a rap there, I actually think he's coaching Walsh really well. Like, his confidence at the moment is sky high. And he's giving him the keys, and he's like, we're going to live and die with Reece
Walsh.
He's
a fucking superstar, bro.
Yeah, he's
good. That whole incident happened with the toilet thing, and... You know, like, obviously it's always going to be headlines, whatever, but bro, like, for him to, I reckon he loves that shit.
Well, again,
he loves everyone talking like shit, like, yeah. Bang, bang. You just, oh, yeah, what? 40-20, try assist, two tries, was it two tries?
Yeah, try double. Again,
he did that man joke, cuz, I'm all right, eh? I came back, I still
he did the toilet water sadly after he scored.
Bro, that, like, was cold.
That's how he knows.
That was cold.
Hey, when it, cause
he posted on his
He
Instagram
scored the first
too.
Try, and I'm like, come on, Reece, bro. I know what you want to do. And then the second one, and he done, I was like, yeah, sick cunt.
Well, the first one was like, they had to send it to the bunker. They didn't know it was going to be a try or not. Then obviously they gave it a try.
Yeah, you can't really celebrate. VAR type of vibes, that
exactly. Because if you celebrate and it's a no try, what a waste.
He's wasted.
Neymar did that like 2 months ago. He fucking celebrated. Like, and he's celebrating and the game's still on.
Reece Walsh did it against Parramatta. He thought he'd won the game for them, and they went, offside. No. So, like, he knows not to over-celebrate.
They ruined the game, man. I reckon they should just let the hype take over, bro. Mm. Straight out. If it's a big, even if it's against my team, like, I would love you to check it. And
if it was like 10 meters offside, you're happy to let that slide if he celebrates. Yeah, please. Let's not do that.
Hey, I'm just speaking about the love of the game, cuz. Love of the game. Melbourne, bro.
Fans back.
What is it?
I said bring the fans back.
Yeah, they need to get into it. Melbourne, man, they look clunky, bro. Yeah. Straight out, bro. I don't know what to say about them.
It all fell apart as soon as Hughes to...
Even when Hughes was on, they didn't...
He should have probably be rested. They kind of rushed him back for kind of no reason. And then, well, he broke his wrist. Like, that's it.
I think he got two injuries. He got hurt a bit, and then he kept playing. And then, because I heard, like, the commentator saying, like, Hughes is down. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is it the same injury? I didn't know what it was.
It was like a shoulder thing, and then the
wrist. And then his wrist, bro. Like, but even when he was on, like... That Suncorp Stadium, cuz, that vibe in Suncorp when Brisbane are trying to play finals footy.
But the thing is, before
the best
game,
fans too, bro. Statistically, the best fans.
Well,
in the
again,
game.
They shop every week, averaging 40k a game. Like, crazy. It's insane at Suncorp.
Yeah, they go to training and stuff too. There's like 5,000 people at their training.
At their training, fucking every week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because everyone's there to watch Walsh.
Mainly like captains.
I remember when they were doing shit, people burning jerseys at the thing.
Yeah,
that's when I knew, like. Obviously, growing up, I knew Brisbane are a big club, but that's when I knew, like,
because no one will ever do that. They're the richest club in Australian sports.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The whole Australian sport.
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought it would have been Roosters because, you know, Uncle Nick would have pulled.
Yeah, but they probably are.
No, they're owned by billionaires too, though, the Broncos.
Yeah, but they probably don't know who they are. Yeah, probably from Dubai or something, because I don't know. Fucking some billionaires.
Saudi club all of a sudden.
Saudi club.
I think your last name's Flaxman.
Flaxy catching strays even when he's offside. But boys, man, like. This scares the shit out of me, bro. I'll be honest with you, right? Now, they're going to be fired up, but I don't know, cuz. I don't know, like, they lost, did they? They lost last week as well, the week
they lost
this.
To the Roosters, but that was, like, their B team, so you can kind of, like...
What do you mean, Munster played?
Oh, yeah, but they rested, like...
Coates played?
No.
Coates didn't play that game?
Coates, okay, Katoa.
I was obviously, so I was fucking...
Hughes.
I don't really know.
Grant was... The
reception was bad in the sports bar in Bali.
Watching our all, cuz, yeah, yeah. 25 bucks for the week.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, they had a lot of players out against the Roosters. And again, Kane Bradley was on the wing and got absolutely torched by Marky Mark. He scored 4 tries on him. So like, you can kind of...
But still, for Craig Bellamy's big game, you know what I mean? You would have thought this week.
Oh yeah, well no.
That's why he injected everyone in. He's like, bro, you fucking put... That was a shambles last week, boys. Get back and smash it. And then they get pumped by Suncorp, bro.
Well, again, you say he's saying Suncorp, but Broncos had... I mean, not Broncos. Melbourne had won 16 consecutive regular season games against the Broncos. Majority of them obviously having to be a Suncorp.
Yeah, but Suncorp and that toilet water, cuz. I'm telling you.
Mate, there's something in that water in Brisbane.
I'm telling you.
Because, like, the performance that Reece Walsh put on and then that whole team effort. Was
it's like Mitchie, bro. Mitchie said it's confidence, bro.
Yeah.
It's not only Reece Walsh, it's within the whole team, bro.
100%.
Because Ricky was playing good.
Momentum is a superpower. Momentum is a superpower.
And that's why I get angry.
Well, we saw it ourselves. The game when Reynolds, Mam, Cobb,
all
went down.
We're back to our dogs already, are we?
No, not
the dogs. I'm not getting to the dogs. I'm saying when the game when Reynolds, Mam, Ezra Mam, when they went down, Walsh, he saw himself, he was trying to fix their problems. Throwing forward passes, knock on.
Trying too hard.
He was very frazzled. That's why I thought the next week Dolphins were going to put a number on them. Instead, Walshy, I don't know what happened between those two. Maybe that's when he started drinking the toilet water.
Probably.
Because out of nowhere, he's like nailing the kicks. His conversion rate is...
Bro, his conversions were... As soon as you get the first one in, I was like, it's going to be a long night, lad. Get the popcorn out because it's going to be fun.
He's scoring tries for fun. He's setting up tries for fun. He's like, he's found like... He's finally nailed to not be the rocks and diamonds, but instead he's just diamonds at the moment.
He's a fucking superstar, but that cunt's going to earn big money in NRL. He's going to take a lot of that money we spoke about off camera.
He's already locked in for 5 years, one point two.
Yeah, but imagine the deals he's going to get, the inflation.
Yeah, he's third party deals and stuff.
But you got to think as well,
He'd be on a huge deal with Nike.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with what we're talking about now with the way that similar sort of thing, how they had the injuries with Ezra, Reynolds, Cobbo. Similar sort of thing now, I think, with Munster. So Bellamy's just going to go all in on Munster.
He's going
to
just
go take us to the promised land.
And I think they're going
to
do it. Like,
I think it'd be Munster. I've been looking to the captain.
Harry Grant's the other one.
Harry Grant is the one I'm
scared. So was he injured or just dropped?
Like, he was suspended. Because against us?
He's chilling, bro.
Was that against us?
It was against us. He did a shoulder charge to Harry Hayes.
You know what? Probably the best thing that would have happened to them, bro.
I agree.
Because they finished second.
Mm.
They were going to finish second regardless. That's why I really thought they were going to rest.
There's a forced rest on their best player.
Fuck, man. Harry Grant's going to kill us next week. I can see it. Wallah. Because, wallah, I'm telling you, I'm scared. Because, like, I'm no confidence for this game at all. Even if I had that whole team and Melbourne had fucking two players, like, whatever it is, I'll still be like, bro.
Look, the Melbourne spine is obviously the best spine in the comp. I don't think anyone would contest.
Yeah, but they don't perform the best, cuz.
Well, the spine is what
I don't think they perform the best.
You know what?
It's always like one player stands out of all of them, And it happens.
But they still, when they gel.
And they win every game, cuz, always.
Look at that game against Manly early in the year. That spine alone scored majority of those points. There was one try, it was literally the 6, the 7, the
everyone
1.
Got involved.
All combined together. And then Harry Grant gave the starting pass. Literally the entire spine created one of their tries.
That try against against you guys as well, like in that, for that big moment, cuz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Harry Grant's fucking
on your
freak,
he's a super.
I used to argue with cunts, yeah?
Absolutely.
I used to argue with, I'll tell you who they are, who they support, then you'll know, you understand the academic. Academic level they have.
Dogs.
No, not dogs. Dragons fans. They were telling me Harry Grant's overrated. I'm like, oh,
there's so far between him and like, the next hooker.
They're like, he literally, what? Like, who's second? Be real. Who's second?
Can I be biased?
You can, yeah.
Probably Connor.
I'd take Connor. I wouldn't argue that.
No, he's not second, bro. I love Connor
this
Watson.
Year, maybe Starlo.
He's
Brayley
versatile.
As well.
Nah. Connor's better than Brayley.
Robson?
Robson, he doesn't have any attack. He's the same as Mitch Kenny.
You get me?
There's not much competition. It's like Harry Grant and then like everyone else.
Yeah.
Fucking Marshall. I don't know, cuz. I'm trying to think of hookers.
You're thinking of hookers, like.
It's been a weird season to think about who has been a good hooker.
Appy.
Appy's a gun. Appy's a gun. Yeah. Shout out Appy's close team.
Yeah. Voila. Yeah. But Harry Grant is like.
But there's still a gap. There's still a big gap.
There's a reasonable gap between like Appy and.
I think Appy's smarter.
Yeah.
He's a smarter
player. You know what? You know what is a funny stat that we were talking about earlier? Harry Grant still hasn't won a comp.
Yeah, he's yet to
what?
Yeah,
yeah. He was Cameron Tigers Smith, in 2020.
Cameron Smith played in 2020.
Right? Imagine, bro. There is a genuine chance that Harry Grant doesn't win a comp in his career.
That's fucking true.
Because nah, Munster's getting towards the end, from all reports, he's going to Perth with Matty Burton.
Rage bait.
With the Perth Pookie Bear.
He licked his lips as well.
Yeah, Perth. Well, friends are here to raise the table
with the Perth Pookie Bear. He's going to Perth, but yeah. There's a
fucking
genuine
big gap,
chance.
Bro.
Yeah.
You never know, but I don't see. I think Harry Grant will win a comp at some point.
Only if he comes to the pink and gold side.
Who's the pink and gold?
The boys in the West. Best in West.
Good old fans, mate. Listen, Nelson, bro. Was that a risk to play that guy? Like, straight out.
Can I tell you something, a stat? You know he hasn't won a game this year.
Nelson hasn't won a game.
No. And they came second.
Yeah, okay, against Cowboys.
Well, he's won one game. Yeah.
How the fuck do you know that?
Statman Jokers.
I remember watching that game. He's got a try here. He 10-2 Cowboys plays for HIAs. He had a great game.
What a Nelson shift.
Yeah. He was actually good that game.
Because you know when he was running, I kept thinking about him knocking someone out in Bali.
Okay, I was going through him earlier. I think that's it.
I was against the Tigers, 64-0. He was part of that. He was in that team.
And okay. Well,
but he hasn't been the best this year, guys.
Yeah.
No, well, it's been a tough season for him.
He's in and out of the team with either injury, suspension.
He was so frustrated as well when he got
bit. That Cowboys game. They won it, but he got suspended for like 3 weeks and he was out the side for
when he was walking to the bin, he was fucking, I've never seen a player like so disappointed in himself.
Because like TV, his simming was like, what he did was so dumb. He just ran in and just went like.
He's just a grub. To be honest, I actually, for the rest of the comp, I really like it because there's a prelim we played against them maybe 2 years ago.
It would be in 21.
And probably. He ran with his fucking fist.
And he was just trying to take out Cleary the whole game. It's like, mate,
I remember that.
The rule book.
I was at that game. Yeah, yeah.
He did play the rules. What do you mean?
Mate, he hit Cleary like 4 minutes late in the head and didn't get sent off.
Yeah, I remember that because everyone was like.
Oh, he was getting sent. Everyone, the whole crowd's like.
Oh, that game had a call.
He didn't even get binned.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Oh, it's a prelim final.
That's the belly.
They're trying to take out our best player.
That's the belly pool, bro.
Interchange off, the whole crowd was booing. I remember, I'm sitting up in the members thing at a call and I'm just watching them like, fuck, they're going to kill him.
Mate, I was one of them.
Oh, you had your jersey on that day, huh?
Probably not.
I honestly thought Nelson was going to go off. It was bad.
Even Pappenhausen didn't have a good game, bro. Pappenhausen looked like he was trying every. And I love Pappenhausen, bro. I just fucking feel bad for that guy, bro. I just want to see him be consistent for like 2 years.
I've got a hot take.
Yeah. You don't like him.
I reckon they get better this week.
Without him?
Jonah Pezzett is
he's a good player,
by
man.
Far the best kicker in that club.
Kicker,
his kicking
like,
game.
Like halfback kicking
game. His kicking
game
is unbelievable. As a goal kicker, he kicks at 95%.
But even though he wouldn't be goal kicking for them this week.
I reckon Mick Meaney hasn't kicked a goal in 4 weeks.
He kicked a few weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
He nailed 2 weeks ago? He nailed all of his kicks.
Yeah, it was good. I remember. I actually remember that.
And we're all saying the one time he nailed all of his kicks, it was so funny. He just formed the club.
Yeah, funny. Of course against us, 80. Fucking annoying cunt.
He honestly can't kick.
Nick
Pezzett Meaney? Kicks at 95%.
Nah, Nick Meaney's a good kicker.
I love Mick Meaney, but Pezzett kicks at 95%.
Yeah, but what else would Pezzett offer, bro?
Other than his kicking game, his general play, and his structure, he plays like
Pappenhuysen can fucking split a game open, bro. No, I remember a good one back in the days.
I'm not talking about Pappy. I'm not talking about Pappy. I'm talking about overall. I think this week they have a more structured side, and it's Harry, it's giving Harry Grant and Munster the keys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying as well. That's what I said at the start. That's what I fear, bro. Because everyone can look at him and be like, yeah, Melbourne, they're gonna get a second chance if they if the Bulldogs win. You know what I mean? Oh, Melbourne, they're going to be weaker, and then they're just going to have this fucking Melbourne aura. I know exactly what's going to happen.
It's in Melbourne too.
But we've seen a theme this year, cuz, of Melbourne not showing up. Like, there's been times where I'm like, yeah, they're going to smash them. They'll win, but they were fucking shocking. Like, I don't know how they won.
Well, against South a few weeks back, they should have put 50 on them, and they, like, barely won. It was literally the week after they had lost.
But we did that too against Penrith B team, bro. Should have fucking, should have annihilated them. But one team wanted to kick to the corners every fucking time they got a chance.
Because they know our weakness, which is we need ball and play.
But they're smart. That was actually very smart from Penrith. But yeah, man, Melbourne still the favourites to win the comp, boys. No. I know that's a hard.
Are they flex?
No, they're not. Raiders are. That's why I put it in, because I was going to mention that Raiders are actually now the favourites to win the comp.
Yeah, they should be the favourites. They're fucking first, and they're flying.
And they've been the best team.
They've been the best team all year, bro.
And I think they're probably, they might be in the favourites.
And Tommy Starling's his mate, so we have to say it. I mean, we're paid sponsors here, cuz. All right, boys, quickly, man. Broncos, are they a dark horse or not?
Yeah, big time.
What do you think? Cuz straight out, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, nah.
I reckon.
They'll fall apart.
I thought as soon as Reynolds and Mam and Cobbins, I thought, nah, that's it. They might not even make the eight.
But that's the reason why they are probably out of course.
They've worked as they've been probably the most impressive team besides Canberra. They've earned their right to be fourth. I think they're a dark horse. If Walsh maintains his form, he's drinking that Brisbane toilet water. Because fuck, the comp might get put on notice.
Yeah, I think if they play anyone, if they get to the grand final, anyone but Penrith, I think they win. I think Penrith, they're going to be, and I said this on
Blue. It's just the mind thing, yeah.
They're going to be there with sweaty palms. They're going to be thinking, we had this one, we lost it. And the only player that didn't
could
play
happen again.
Only player didn't play that night, played in 2016 and dropped the kickoff.
Well, 2015.
Good old BH, yeah. Lad.
They're going to be having demons before, like, they won't sleep.
You know what? That's a big thing as well, man. The mindset of a game.
Absolutely.
Bro, it's trauma.
And then they're going to see number 7 walk out there in his gold, black and gold jersey.
He might show up, bro, because he's in a Penrith jersey, that number 7. Anyway, boys, let's move on.
I love you, Nathan.
Straight out, you haven't been to my house. You haven't been either. Fucking, I've got Nathan, like, big post on my wall, cuz. What do you mean? I've got big love for Nathan Cleary,
bro. Let's go.
Fucking Origin, bro. I don't want to go to the next day and meet Queenslanders, bro. Anyway.
Don't worry, well, next year will be good.
Hopefully. All right, boys, Manly in the Wilds. DC's last game, it had to be ended. It had to end in DC style, cuz. Kicks a field goal, wins the game. Left foot. Did that in his first, was it his first year or no? It wasn't his debut.
Well, his rookie season, he won rookie of the year and won a comp with them. Like, he cheated a lot in his very first.
It's been
year.
A big, like, that's, he's been there for a fucking long time.
15 years he's been a service member of that club.
And you know what I say? I said this about Cameron Smith, right? Cameron Smith, I used to hate Cameron Smith. Like, when people used to put him in GOAT conversations, rightly so, he's one of the greatest. I used to be like, nah, I was off it. He's just a hooker. I used to find every excuse to hate him.
That's not like a Dogs fan.
No, not.
it was actually Klein's fault.
No, it wasn't a dog. It wasn't a Dogs thing, honestly. It was just like, I fucking hated him in Queensland. And I'm like, fuck, this kind of burns me, bro. And then I got older and I started to realize, like, his last 2 years, like that Penrith, was that his last
2020,
year?
2020,
that was his last game. He retired, yeah, that was his last game.
He retired.
But before that, like 2 years before that, I was like, fuck, this cunt's so good, eh?
Mm.
Like, I started to watch him and think, the same shit with DC, bro. Oh, I used to hate DC. I used to fucking, you know, when they won a game, he'll always give like a speech after the game. Like, he was always ready for it. It was like someone had that screen
nothing
in the back
burned
and was reading.
More than last year, one of my biggest crashes ever was after we lost to Manly in the finals. And he says, we got the last laugh. Oh, that set me...
Did he say that about us?
Yeah, because all the fans are giving him shit, obviously, because at ACOR. I mean, he's like, we got the last laugh.
It sounds like he didn't get in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got in my head. I know he did.
Shredder is right, but one thing that always burns the fuck out of me, and he rightly so, he should have said it, is when he said, yeah, we're the shittest Queensland team of all.
Oh, that speech.
I love that shit.
No, I love it. Listen, I love it, but in the end of the day, because I'm a Blues fucking fan, you know what I mean? It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But you got to clap to it, bro.
He's great.
Nah, he's a legend, bro. He's a legend. Any good moments of DC, boys? We're going to give him.
Chilling at the Chooks next year.
Yeah, he probably will be chilling at the Chooks. DC.
The one that hurts me the most is against us last year. His IQ to make that play at the end.
Yeah, even though that's a scrum earlier.
Fucking not normal. That.
Oh, I had to throw it. And obviously it meant nothing, but it's funny.
Let's bring out the book of excuses. Where's the encyclopedia?
Hey, I walked into that one. I'm fine, but I'll live with that. That's funny.
Who refed you that night?
It was Grant Atkins.
Best ref in the comp.
Yeah, he actually is one of the best. Regardless, he's a great. Again, everything DC has done, it's hard not to not like some of the things he's done. He's done a lot for the game. Obviously, most capped melee player ever. I think they're top points. Oh, maybe not top points, but he's up there.
He's a legend, bro.
I really thought he'd retire at Manly. I thought he'd be a one club man. He's obviously.
I don't think they want him there, bro. I think they're trying to push him out or get rid of him. They're trying to clear the
On live TV, they're like, oh, here, come stay with us longer, please. And then he's like, then on live TV, he says, actually, no.
Respectfully, no. What I'll say with DC, he gives a media persona of like a really straighty, like 180 guy kind of thing.
No, he's probably not.
But I'm friends with some of his good friends, and they reckon he's like. He's the funniest bloke. And
yeah, he looks like
him.
A good sport.
Yeah, he's one of the boys.
He maintains a professional look.
Absolutely, yeah. He does.
That's what I'm saying. After games, he's got speeches ready to go.
Actually, you know what? They
reckon he's awesome after a couple of beers.
Nah, he would be, bro. That's what I mean, because like when you're younger, you start hating on him. Mm. But when I grow up, I'm like, he's fucking good, bro. Even my mates hate him. I'm like, nah, bro. He's straight out. He's a gun. I would take him any day of the week at the Dogs. Like right now.
That's a surprise. He's signing half the comp.
I wouldn't take him personally.
I would fucking take him in a heartbeat, bro. What do you mean? He'll win us a comp, bro.
Sorry, I'm not the biggest. I'll be honest. I'm not the biggest DCE fan.
Yeah, that's fine. But he's still gonna fucking win us a comp, cause you know what I mean.
Joe rather Bailey.
That was the quickest try I've ever seen, boys. What the fuck?
That is literally the quickest try.
What the fuck happened?
Have you seen the Super League one?
Was that Jason Saab?
So that was 9 seconds, and then about an hour later, there was one in the Super League that was 7 seconds.
Wow. This is the fastest NRL try I think ever scored. Nine seconds. Fisher Harris, obviously the ex-Panthers boy, man. He
loved it, bro.
Why wouldn't you?
The greatest leader.
Off the kickoff.
I love that kind, bro.
Where he's got the Warriors too, mate. Him no one's giving him, like...
Nah, I don't think he'd done that, but yeah.
Right, in terms of the mana he brings and the spirit and the leadership he's brought the group, think about them last year,
they
right?
would respect him a lot. He's an OG,
but think about this last year. They lose Adam Fanua-Blake, their best forward, technically. I think Barnett's as good as him, but their best forward.
Nah, Fanua-Blake's better.
And their halfback and one of the greatest Warriors ever in Sean Johnson.
Top and three. Also Tohu Harris retires.
Top fucking three, easily.
Okay, and Tohu Harris. So their three best players, essentially, on paper they lose.
Big they void to fill, man.
They bring in James Fisher-Harris. And now they come fifth or sixth or whatever.
Yeah, we were straight up. We were all like...
And they probably would have finished top four if old mate didn't do his ACL.
Barnett and Metcalf didn't do their ACLs.
Metcalf was on a tear, bro.
Yeah, if those two didn't get injured, they probably would have finished top four and probably a really good chance to win.
Shout out to their coach too as well, bro.
Webster, mate.
Well, he's done very, very good.
Another Panther. And he's a Panther assistant coach that Sir Ivan Cleary trusts. He trusts. He sent Jet to New Zealand to... go learn his craft, and the Dogs were chasing him. Phil was chasing him, and Ivan said, "I don't trust that man."
Who was chasing who?
Gus was chasing Jet Cleary.
Ivan goes, you're not going to
New Zealand.
Why would I want Jet Cleary, but
he's Nathan's little brother.
Who cares, bro? It doesn't mean anything. Nathan's taken all the talent
because he's a Penrith junior, and he's just signed Penrith junior
for fun, eh? We just thought. Yeah.
He's also taken the New South Wales Cup team for the Warriors to first.
Yeah, but what is he? What position is he playing?
Halfback.
No, we got better.
Keep
him in New Zealand so he can play for them for a bit, tickle their balls, and then come to Penrith.
That's literally what's happening.
That's literally what they're doing. Anyway, boys, I really don't want to talk about this game too much. Can the Warriors do anything?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. It's just...
They're going to play Penrith this week, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're a Penrith man. You hate the... I hate
Penrith.
Yeah, I don't hate him either. I actually like Penrith, but... The rage bait gets to me sometimes. What do we think?
Penrith fan. He goes and talks to Cleary all the time. Last week.
Yeah, but he's fucking just filling in because he had your back, Shreddy. You got to respect that, bro.
I do, absolutely. You're an honorary Penrith fan. It's all right. In 2 weeks when news are out, you can support us.
I will, straight up. I don't know who I'm going to support. They're going to be out before us. You know that, yeah?
Who, you reckon?
You know, yeah, I actually think it. It shouldn't happen.
The only way that happens if we either lose to New Zealand aura.
New Zealand aura.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
Well, mate,
I don't think we can beat you.
I don't think we can beat you. It's like a.
That's it. Wait, you just have our number. Even with the Nathan Cleary mathematical fucking charge down. Because they got me Pythagoras theorem boards out. They started explaining it to me.
Is you guys were talking about your attack on the weekend. You guys scored off a kick. The rest of the game, you didn't create one attacking chance.
Oh, no, I agree. That was.
Who said that was good? Who said that attack's good?
Fred.
Fred said that?
He almost hung up on me last night. It was so funny. He goes, I've got to go play 2K. I
don't have this conversation.
I go, Fred, guess what? And he went, what? And I hung up.
Oh, you got...
All right, boys, let's lock in. Rooster Souths, man. I'm going to move on from the Manly Warriors game.
Book a few.
Rooster Souths. I didn't watch it, I'll be honest with you. But I think Souths gave it a dig at the start. Is that what happened?
Again, this is the book of feuds. This is always going to be a prime time event. I mean, it's the oldest rivalry in rugby league. It started out really competitive. Both sides were like, we're in it. Roosters started strong. Then Souths had a bit of a fight back. Second half, much...
Still Roosters.
It was literally what happened the previous week against Melbourne. They found the weaknesses in South
and then just smashed
and just exploited them.
How about the South fans getting excited? I fucking hate South.
That was so funny.
They're getting excited. And like, the NRL, you know, they're all talking about, like, they put a statement out. They're like, hey, don't storm the field. And I'm looking, I'm like, who the fuck are they playing? Because are they playing Mounties? Because they haven't been good all year. So I don't know why they think Alex Johnson's going to score a hat trick.
I think if Latrell played,
yeah, I was going to say, Latrell would have been a difference.
And I don't think
Johnson. Cody,
is he done?
Nah, he'll play next year. He's not fit though. He can't
doesn't
run.
Look fit, yeah.
No,
he's been injured all year, bro. He's hobbling around when he comes on the field. He's too smart.
I don't know why they paid him this week.
That's what I don't understand.
Because I don't even Cameron Murray. Why would you play him?
I don't get it.
I think it's because he just wanted to get some game time on the board. I don't know.
Fuck, give game time. Game time next year.
Because
imagine you just
let Kevin Walters know, hey, I'm fit.
No, he doesn't want to. He's ruled himself out.
Because listen to this, yeah. Imagine you got hurt all year. You haven't been able to play footy. You're in rehab. You're depressed, right? Because what do players love? They love holidays, the off season. Imagine you played that one game and you done something. And you had to sit out your whole holiday. You're like, fuck that. What the hell, bro? Let me relax, because all good.
My old man did say something to me, though. He's like, his job is to play football. He loves playing football. Like, he's fit. The doctor's giving him the go-ahead. Like, I don't agree with it.
But I don't think it's right. I think just relax, bro. Rest. Sam Walker was different. Sam Walker had 10 games.
Yeah, and they've gotten... That's different. He got him to the semis.
He got him to the semis, you know what I mean? But, nah, man, I don't think there's...
Marky Mark was put on a
clinic. Bro, he's so good.
Oh, mate.
How many scored? Three?
23 tries.
He got 7 tries in 2 weeks.
Man, he's like... He scored the most points, most tries ever, yeah? In a rookie
season, yeah? Again, let's talk about Marky Mark. Because, my gosh, the things that guy has done over the last...
Such a freak,
bro. Does he get picked for Australia?
I will pick him.
Can he
play Origin? He can play Origin, yeah.
He can.
He's in New South Wales?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would pick him straight away, bro. Max, put all those cunts in the bin, bro. Play him.
Dabiza and...
Because he's the X Factor,
because... He's getting so angry.
Why?
Because he wants the old Kiraz? Cowboys Junior.
Oh, no.
No, he's... honestly, I think Kiraz should have played the Origin, but Lomax is a gun too, bro. So whoever they picked, I would have been like, fair.
Anyway, look, Marky Mark... He's just got this athletic ability. He can just do, like, the crazy shit. And
that try against us, cuz.
Freak.
Not even that.
What the fuck was that? I could not believe... Like, I watched that live and I'm like, nah.
I thought the
ball... No way. I don't know why everyone's celebrating, cuz. It's not a try.
And think about it. This is his first year of league. How good's he going to be next year?
Fuck, he was in Union. He's
and even his, like, his debut game against Souths last year. His first ever try was off a kick. He kicked, jumped, his athletic ability, and just scored, like... That should have been the first little warning. Like, this guy is going to be a problem next
year. Yeah, he's going to be so good. Even next year, bro. When he gets more time under in the Roosters and they get better players around him as well. Even though they have a good squad now, because
they've found something. They've turned that team. Everyone thought...
Transition.
I thought, honestly, they were going to finish like 9th. I thought they weren't going to make the 8th. I thought, surely not. Fisher Harris, Kiri, Manu, Swalia, surely, like, this takes an effect on them. But as usual, they start the year slow.
Man, the Roosters always have heart, man.
No, but they always start
the year... They always have this heart in them and they get shit done, cuz.
But they always start the year slow. They always have a bad start of the year and then something switches mid-year and they just fly into the finals.
You know, shout out to Daniel Tupou, bro.
Freak.
Fuck me dead.
Both their wingers. He's killing it.
Both their wingers.
Bro, but Daniel Tupou needs, like, there needs to be a conversation about him in all-time. No, I'm not saying put him in the all-time, like, he's going to be all-time, but he deserves respect because he's been doing it for so long, and he's been so good. He's had injuries and setbacks.
He's the only Rooster left from 2013.
And he's played Origin. He's done everything, cuz. He needs, like, a bit more respect because no one really talks about him.
But again, the thing about Tupou is he's quiet and keeps to himself. He doesn't even celebrate when he scores. He just scores, goes with his teammates. He celebrates more when his other teammates
score. Yeah, he gets excited.
Okay. Again,
he's a good team player.
Against Canberra, when he was making that run and he got ankle tapped, he's pretty much scored. He waited. He was like, do I score now? He's just like, he doesn't care. He just needs to play footy.
The other one, I know we're going to get to him because I know it got Joey more excited or almost as excited as seeing a Bulldogs win, but Angus Crichton when he's playing outside Sam Walker. is legitimately the...
Because Sam Walker's a fucking...
After probably... I reckon Boyd Cordon's the best back row ever, in my opinion.
I love Boyd Cordon, bro.
But outside of that, Angus Crichton's playing outside Sam Walker is fucking untouchable. He's unmatched.
Again, his form. Again, look at last year. Sam Walker was fit for pretty much the whole year until the very end. Angus Crichton was the back row of last year.
He's unbelievable. Even in Origin, they had the best combo.
The last Origin...
He won Wally Lewis medal.
You remember Angus... Yeah, but forget the medal, because forget all that
the
shit.
The effort.
You watch his fucking face... He was not happy, cuz he was an angry man. But that was his redemption. That was his redemption year. That was when like he came back from all the bad stuff he went through. But bro, even the Chord classic, JC. Well, JC.
Look,
JC's killing it, cuz.
But also NRL fanatic who for 4 weeks was asking Angus Crichton to do it, and then the week of the game,
the biggest game too, like one of the biggest ones.
Angus responds saying, "All right, I'll tell Sammy Walker to give me the ball." And as soon as
is that what he said to him?
On his Instagram, he responded in his comment like, "All right, I'll tell
Sammy
to
Walker to give
me
the ball."
He then scored, and without even thinking.
How good is social media about Wallah? Best. Like to actually have that interaction with fans and actual.
And then got a photo with him after the game doing the chord.
And you know what? Like they're normal people, cuz. Like Angus Crichton's a normal bloke, cuz.
Legend.
Like I watched his wedding video, I'm like, this guy's a fucking normal bloke, cuz. You know what I mean?
Angus, he loves to respond to social media. When it was against when they versed the Broncos up at Suncorp. And he accidentally hit Adam Reynolds in the throat.
Reynolds.
Some unfortunately people love to message hate to the players.
Yeah, he shows it too. He said
a whole spiel to Angus. Angus then put it on social media and just like laughed at him pretty much.
Yeah, put a statement out too. I remember that. I remember seeing that.
He's a good man, Gus.
I love Angus, and just especially considering what he.
Remember him at Souths, bro.
He used to get me into nightclubs all the time.
One of the boys. There you go. There's the plug, bro. Yeah. They get him in trouble, cuz. They got finals footage to play.
Yeah, and the fact that Angus, he couldn't care less. He's like, all right, a fan wants me to do this. You know what? I'm going to
do it. That's what it should be, bro. That's the game, bro.
He just did it with just the biggest smile on his face.
Are the Roosters like just scary now in the finals? When you look at them in the finals, do you think like, far out, they're going to be a problem? Or do you just look at them and be like, they're going to get knocked out first round?
I don't think they're going to knocked out first round. But the thing is...
But they got the Sharks, and the Sharks looked so good against us, bro.
You say that, but then if you wind back to round 12 of this year, Sharks were like meant to put an absolute score on them. I was on here saying I'm going to captain AFB on Supercoach. That's how confident I was. Roosters then put 46 points on them.
Yeah, like, it's a Roosters thing, bro. They love to just do that shit when it doesn't matter. When it doesn't matter, when it's not like in their world.
Is it the same
I think we're underestimating their middle. Like
the Roosters?
Yeah.
That Nafanyu, what's his name?
Nafahu White.
Bro, yeah, what?
He's become
I was on the way to dinner. I remember when we played them and he was just walking through us, cuz.
Yeah, but
that's when I knew. That's when I really, really knew. That's when I really knew. Like I know we're gonna speak about the Bulldogs, but I know our pack can sometimes keep up because they fucking do so much fitness. But when that bloke just walks first, I was like, we're fucked, cuz. Straight out. If we're going to verse big packs in finals, where it's done, bro.
Oh, no. I'm not going to... I'm saving all the Bulldogs talk when we get to the Dogs.
All right, let's move on, boys. Anything else?
One other thing about the Roosters.
Do we have to go in chronological order?
Yeah. Chronological, come on.
Do you know that joke?
Yeah. No, I don't actually. What is it?
Fred
just goes to the Bulldogs for the first thing,
No,
yeah?
Me, TK, and Fred were on one of
the... Oh, I seen that.
I think we were tired of that episode, so I don't know. It was hilarious. But with Nafahu White, he is probably been one of the inform forwards of the year, I'd argue. Up there with like Lindsay Smith, AFB, Tarpane.
He's a gun, bro.
Again, when we had stuff like Terrell May leaving, going sacked by the Roosters, Hargreaves leaving, you thought, all right, they need someone to take over that four pack to be the man.
And he's done it, bro.
But that's the thing. Like, we're not inside the four walls, right? They're obviously seeing what Nafahu White's doing at training, and they're going, okay, like, this is our guy.
They probably thought that's the guy that they're going to give the big money to soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're also seeing what the young... Like, how good are those young studs they have just coming through? Yeah.
Heady,
Steep's a freak.
Exactly.
How good is Egan Butcher?
Egan Butcher, yeah, I was going to say.
He's a superstar.
He looks like his dad owns 15 yachts, bro. He just looks like a rich kid.
The big...
Straight out. I always say this.
For years, everyone used to hate
him. The other one doesn't as well. The other one looks like a rough, and he looks like fucking... He just walks out with his white polo out flooring.
For years, the biggest complaint about the Roosters was they didn't have any juniors. They just bought everyone. That was their biggest... That was the biggest critique.
Sounds like someone else.
They probably bought them. They probably bought these players.
I was waiting for you to say that. But then, over the last... I don't know, maybe some a Roosters fan might be able to educate me a bit more on this. But over the last maybe 5 years, they've created a junior system, and they've got players like Fichetti.
They've given you half your juniors too, like Harry Hayes, Bailey Haywood.
Okay, well, I'm not taking the bait.
But they set it up on the Central Coast. That's where their juniors are. Central Coast Roosters. I'm not even making it up. I'm being serious.
I know not Central Coast because I know what's his name? Cassius Tigger. He was a Roosters junior, and then we signed him, and now we're developing him.
Let's move on, boys.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Dragons, Penrith, Mitchie, give us your take on this. Did you watch the game?
Nah, I think.
Cleary's got rid of the headgear. Apparently, it's a curse for him.
Yeah, 0-2 with the headgear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're letting superstitions happen now.
He had to play too many minutes, too. He had to play more than 80. I think it was a good reset for us. And this is like, you look at the way, like, so, for example, we'll use Melbourne and I guess the Dogs as an example. You guys were chasing cohesion. We were able to reset, go in, and we nailed that, in my opinion. I think we've gone through and we've put through a performance where we've really, like, we've been able to gain that cohesion and really gel together as a team, build those combinations, put on a performance where we were able to rest players in the back half. Like, to be honest, if Mitch Kenny plays the second half, we probably win 50-0.
But I think they shouldn't even rested this week, bro.
No, I disagree. The cohesion, the amount, the way that we were able to...
We've been playing with each other for 10 years, guys. What more cohesion do you need?
Agree, but you still need that momentum. What were we talking about earlier? Momentum?
Yeah.
We'd lost 3 games in a row, technically. I know 2 of them were Golden Point, 1 of them was our reserve grade team.
But no one thinks about that shit when you do it again and you lose again. Everyone's going to be like...
Nah, but the outside noise...
It's like the unknown, like the unseen. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
This was just a flex on the comp. Say, we don't care who we're playing. We're going to come to you. We don't have a home ground this year. We're going to come to you, and we're going to come in. We're going to take your season, and we're going to move on to the next. That was our the way. Like, I love that man, Ivan. Like, honestly, the amount of the stuff he does, it's just aura. It was just like, look, we're going to just sit back. We've nailed our thing.
He lacks aura, but he has it. I don't look at him. No, honestly, I think he's a gun coach, but I don't look at him and be like, ah, he's cold, man. You know what I mean?
I reckon he is.
Not saying this because I'm a Bulldogs fan, but
yeah,
Soraldo has
fucking cool.
What? Don't disrespect Soraldo.
No, I'm not saying.
Over Ivan. No, I'm being taught Soraldo. No.
Listen, I'm talking about just the presence. I'm not talking about anything else.
You reckon heap of young kids were big Cameron Soraldo fans, do you?
No, I'm not looking at it like that. I'm saying when I look at Soraldo and when I look at Ivan, Ivan's just chill. You know what I mean? He's Soraldo's like, fucking shit cunts, these boys, they're lost in the rain, they better show us what the fuck to do, you know what I mean?
So
I'm not talking about accolades, cuz I'm not stupid, relax.
But or as a coach, Ivan, he handled this scenario these last this season in whole is gonna be his biggest achievement season. But the last 5 weeks, like, you've just really seen the levels to the game in which Ivan's gone to as a coach, in my opinion.
Like you said with James Graham, you just don't lose anyone this year.
And you know who's scary. The halves whisperer? Ivan. He brought through Sean Johnson. He brought through James Maloney. When he coached Luke Brooks, he won Daly M halfback.
That James Maloney to Penrith was fucking life changing.
No, at the Warriors.
No, but even when he came to Penrith, I'm talking about when he went to Penrith. Yeah, that was so good for Cleary.
Absolutely. He brought through Jerome Luai. He fathered the greatest half that's ever lived. He's now, look how much Blaise Talangi has improved in this.
No one's ever done that, eh? No one's brought that much good halves in.
He just the halves whisperer. He wasn't a halfback, he was a fullback.
But he's he understands the halfback game. He just has...
Matty Burton?
Yep. He has a knack for it. It's a real talent.
Best talent, man, Matty Burton.
Mitch Woods?
He's pulling your leg now.
Yeah, no.
But to summarise
that... But don't forget, it's the Dragons. You know, he's played the Dragons.
Absolutely. But it was a game where Ivan's great quote is, not everything counts, but everything matters. This game matters.
Also, you can only play what's in front of you.
100%.
And as we say, no game's easy. Mate, Dragons
were absolutely. No, but
I'm absolutely not taking the Warriors. I'm not counting this as a win yet. I think the dynasty could literally end this week.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The dynasty lives on, cuz.
I don't think so.
Even if you lose, it doesn't matter. You don't have to win fucking 5 in a row. It doesn't really matter.
That's true.
James
Graham said on the podcast, is he going to win 8 from 10? And I was like, oh, Jimmy, you're getting me horny.
Oh, that I already said about the Penrith team is the greatest. Like, I've never seen any. I've never seen any team.
But Ivan doesn't
have
aura.
A system. No, you don't understand what I'm saying. So I'm just leaving it with you that one. No, but you see their system. It fucking works so well. And the talent is just. That's why I always say I respect Penrith. Mm.
Against
the Broncos, because I lost my voice.
Where would you be without us?
Oh, it has to go back to this shit, bro.
Where would you be without us?
I'll cop that.
No, but he's right.
You can hate us, but where would you be without us?
Where would you be without a lot of other things? You know what I mean? A lot of other things had to happen for you to get there, bro.
What, Nathan had to be born
Ivan had to fucking shit on the Tigers team to go there. I mean,
Ivan had to marry his teammate's sister, who was a great player as well.
Anyway, boys, anything else to happen?
Poor Dragons fans, man. They just can't.
Man, can I just say something, cuz? Really? Let's have a chat.
Kyle played well.
Who? I don't care. I don't care. Well, like Dragons fans, like, this is what listen, I know Bulldogs fans are loud and they get annoying, whatever, but cuz, you fucking finished 15th. You know when I, like, you know, yesterday I looked at the ladder and I'm like, cuz I don't really care. I know who's in the eight, that's it. 15th,
did they?
Yeah. Cuz, they finished 15th.
Jesus.
And I'm looking and I'm like, what the fuck is all this talk about, cuz? Why do I know? Why do I think the Dragons were doing good, like, for some reason?
Do you know why? Cuz, again, like, eight of those losses were, like, by less points.
But I don't care.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, they didn't play like a team.
We fucking belted Manly the whole game in the final, and then we lost the game. No one cares about what we did. We lost, cuz. You get me?
A loss is a loss. No, I'm saying that because the Dragons, again, 15th, they absolutely, I don't think they deserve. They have been, like,
bad.
Literally, as soon as that season was over, all tools were down. They've given up. Conceded 40 unanswered points to the South Sea team.
Shocking, bro.
Conceded. They got absolutely belted by Manly and Panthers. Like, they've been belted the last couple of weeks. It's just like they've just given up.
Shout out to their fans, bro. They're still fucking. They sold it out.
Selling out the Gong.
Without, I don't think they're that far away, man. They lost, like, a lot of close games this year.
Nah, I know. They'll get better next year. I said this.
Oh, no, there's room for improvement. But
you know how
Shane Flanagan's their coach, cuz.
You know how we're talking about hookers? You know who's probably close to Nelly being up there? Jacob Little.
Jacob's
unbelievable.
He's such a gun.
I'm so surprised he re-signed for another year. You'd think he'd want to.
He's,
like,
a friend of the Mind Games.
Probably, yeah. Another fucking one. Nice. Probably the money was good. I don't know, cuz. You don't know what Shane was doing there, cuz.
From the little inside info I have, Cook's been great for his career. He couldn't speak higher of Cook.
Oh, so he thinks that. So, like,
so it's more the mentorship, leadership.
They're doing a lot of off, like, they're doing a lot of extra work.
Oh, that makes sense. But it's actually good to hear someone didn't stay for money. They're staying for actual.
They're staying because
progress of the game,
the culture.
I don't think it was that much money. I don't know if he had that many other offers though.
Nah, he would have had offers, bro. I reckon we would have offered him straight up.
I'm just like,
no, well, I'm being serious.
No, I'm being serious.
We've read going. What do you do?
Yeah,
we've had the money.
Is that why you signed? What's his name? Summerton. Luke Summerton.
It's not confirmed yet. I'm yet to see any source confirm that.
All right, boys, let's move on quickly. Can the Panthers win the comp from outside the four? I think they are the only team in history. Has anyone done it in history? They've done it.
Yeah. No.
I think they're the only team. Listen, cuz, I don't know about the 80s, cuz, and the 70s. Don't start.
95, right? Cuz. The Dogs did it.
95, I wasn't born, cuz. I was born in 96.
Did the Dogs win the comp in 95?
Yes. I know you're trying to roll us up. This is the 30 end.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say.
John Lamb or something was a halfback?
Yeah, John Lamb.
Yeah.
John, I'll whiff your chicken. Anyway, boys, I think Penrith can do it, bro. And wallah, like you said, that'll be Ivan Cleary's biggest fucking achievement. Because to start the season off like that, to lose Luai, to lose. Who else did you lose? Fisher Harris, Luai.
Taruva.
Come
on.
That's a big.
Well, yeah, that's who we lost last year.
Taruva. Anyone else?
No. Nah,
but that's still three. Because forget Taruva.
We got it the year before.
Luai and Thing, yeah, but no. Yeah. Let's see, you're on the comp, you get me? You beat a good Melbourne team, whatever. But to do it now, wallah, it's going to be crazy. And I think it's there for you, wallah. Because the Bulldogs fell off, right? Yeah. I'm not saying we're going to win the comp, but we fell off.
You know what I'll
say? The Raiders are, like, all the way up here. I don't know what more the Raiders can do, right? Melbourne are fucking, you know, Shame. Brisbane are fucking scary. I think the Sharks will just do what the Sharks do every year. They just participate.
Mm.
Get the participation award and see you later, right? It's the Roosters and Brisbane for me. That's who's fucking in front of Penrith.
I agree. I totally agree.
Wallah, that's honestly.
You know what I will say? If it doesn't happen this year, I think the NRL needs to change the system because I don't think it can be done.
What is it?
A team can win from outside the four. If Penrith or the Roosters don't do it this year, I don't think it can be done.
Fuck.
I know, man. I think each year, teams are getting more competitive. The fact that we're having this conversation, again, you look at the last couple of years, every team in the top four, they were the teams everyone thought.
This was a good season as well. This was very competitive.
This was a competitive season.
This is an anomaly though, this season. That's what I mean. If it doesn't happen this year, I don't think it can be done.
You think it will never happen this season?
No. If the NRL needs to change the top eight system because the bottom eight are making up numbers. If it doesn't happen this year and a bottom eight team doesn't break the rule, I don't think it can be done.
It's a good one, bro.
No, I think over the years, the bad teams are getting good and the good teams are just they're losing the players and it's just the way. I think a team is eventually going to do it. Maybe not this year. Maybe not next year.
I think Penrith will do it this year, wallah.
You reckon?
I'll be honest with you. I don't see anyone else fucking that system up. Straight out.
There's a couple of teams.
Honestly, bro. Unless a freak.
Broncos, Roosters, Raiders.
Even though I think the Warriors. The
Roosters over us.
Maybe not. Nah. It's fine. But Broncos and Melbourne, I would. And Raiders.
Yeah. I would actually have Penrith over the Raiders, wallah. Nah. I'll tell you something, because when finals footy comes around, bro.
They played their best game against us.
I agree.
And they beat us in Golden Point.
But it's going to take a freak of Warriors and that New Zealand crowd and that energy to beat you. That's what I think.
Could end. I agree.
All right, boys, let's move on. We have a big one to speak about because Kieran Foran played his last game. Tigers, Titans.
Congratulations.
What a way to end it. Wallah, what a legend. I feel like it's a privilege that he played for my club, Wallah, because even when he was injured and whatever it is, and I know he was on big money and you can speak about all that shit, but he fucking always played played for the badge, Wallah. Even at the Titans, bro, he played for the badge. Wherever he went, he played for the badge.
Exactly. You know
and
what?
He struggled early in his career with a lot of issues off the field. It takes a lot for someone to... I think he'll be a fucking gun guest for Mind Games, bro. Wallah, to have him on Mind Games will be actually so good.
He's good mates with a good mate of mine.
He's good mates with good mates of good mates.
Exactly.
He's good mates with this week's guest.
Yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, Foz, mate, he's done so much. Like, he's a bit of a journeyman, played at so many different clubs, but he's achieved so much.
Even that 2 weeks ago, he threw that cutout.
Again, he can just do that.
Haram, bro. This guy, the talent.
You know, next year when we hear the dog song,
yeah,
stomp our feet to the legends of the game, that's who we'll be stomping on to.
Fuck Kieran Foran.
Yeah.
Fuck
it. Who you added to that list of players?
Fuck yeah, I'll never forget that conversion.
I was going to bring it up.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I was going to talk about foreign highlights.
That's the first thing that comes to mind when he plays for us, you know that? But he was so good. Harami Wale was good for us, bro.
I don't think you'd find a person say too many bad words about Kieran Foran.
Oh, he's so good. He's just respected in every way.
Totally agree.
And I think he's probably a coach's dream. To have him in your team.
He's not a coach.
Yeah.
And him and Desi, the odd couple.
Yeah, they're fucking always together somewhere. Yeah. Anything to say about that?
Well, congrats on a great career, first of all. And then for the Titans to send him and Des off as winners, I've got to commend them for that. Exactly. Poor old Tiger, that's back-to-back games where they've bottled the lead to a Queensland team. They did it against the Cowboys at Leichhardt. They've done it now.
How did they win that game? They were down by... How much were they down by?
It was 28 to 12 at one point, I think.
It was more than that at half-time. 28-6.
Was there a sin bin?
No, 28-12.
There was a sin bin, but yeah. Terrell was... No one got binned.
Oh, I think someone from Tigers may have been binned.
Someone got binned because I was walking to the game and I seen it on the screen.
Yeah, okay.
But fuck, man. The Tigers as well, they've hit good progression, but... There's a lot of reality checks.
They'll be top 8 next year.
I don't think
so. I reckon they're going to be strong contenders for it.
They'll be contenders for it. I don't think they will.
No one got sin-binned in this game.
No one did. Okay.
But also for the Tigers, congrats to, I want to pronounce his name right.
Oh, and debut, 18-year-old.
Yeah, scored a try.
He's got a try on debut. Mate, he's still in high school. He's like...
Fuck, he's going to school tomorrow, cuz.
Who's in school today, cuz?
Imagine that, bro. You just went out to high school. Yeah, cuz scored the try. This, that.
What did you do on the weekend? Just played NRL.
It's just debut of the NRL. Nothing too much.
Just told that shit coin.
Joey Sulley was in year 11 when he debuted. That's a cool day. That's so fun.
That's fuck, bro.
But honestly, this was a game... Mate, Tyrone's managed to avoid the wooden spoon. I've got to commend them for that. I thought for all my dog and win the spoon.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck they did that, eh? That's crazy.
Mate, they pulled it off.
They pulled it Newcastle out of the fire,
Knights,
didn't
they? The Newcastle Knights, bro. Dan Haram for them.
Oh, we'll save that for the Knights talk, but yeah.
Haram, bro.
But yeah, honestly, well played for the Titans. Tigers, bad way to end the season. Two bottled job wins and then like an unlucky win to Canberra. I mean, lost to Canberra. Shit, go.
They'll be back next year. The Tigers have progressed very, very well.
I think. Obviously, when we think of most improved, we think of teams like Broncos, Raiders, but Tigers as well. To go from like the outright wooden spooners for 3 years straight to now being a top 8 contender this year, like it was mathematically a chance they could have made the 8 at one point. I think we've got to.
Where'd they finish, 13th?
No, I think so.
I think they finished 13th.
Like it's considering.
It's progression, but.
Yeah, it's progression. It's progression on the field that you look at.
You reckon?
Well, again, there was that period where they lost like 6 in a row.
2 weeks ago, they were a chance of making the 8.
That's what I'm saying. Like
I reckon they underachieved in the end to come 13.
Oh, I thought you said they overachieved.
No, underachieved.
Okay, underachieved. Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah. Because they were in conversations, bro.
Yeah.
And fucking do it. Like, that win against us was big for them, bro.
But again, think of like all the shit they went. Even this year alone, the shit they went through.
Galvin.
The Galvin thing, that fucked up.
Dewey and Benji Marshall.
Yeah, that little scuffle, but then it turned out really good for them because then Dewey got.
Jerry Buller was watching a Bulldogs game, you know?
Probably signed an 8-year contract with us. But anyway.
Fucking Buzz Rothfield, bro. I don't even know if he said it, but it's probably him, man. Anyway. But yeah, anything else to say about that? Shout out to Kieran Foran, absolute legend of the game. Des has that. I'll never shout you out because you just took us the salary. You're literally a LeBron James. LeBron James. I want to win now. Moses Mboy, Andrew Kay.
All right, the one thing I'll say is Royce Hunt getting a try double. Most random thing. The guy did like fuck all.
Oh yeah, that was random, eh? Yeah.
Of all people, it's his first tries of the year.
it was so random. It was like a 5-minute double.
It was just like, huh? Where'd this come from? This guy was playing Reggie some of this year. He was getting dropped in and out of this team, and they just called a try double out of nowhere.
And turned into
I don't get these props. Beast. They get signed, bro, and you get hyped, and they're fucking end up in Reggie's. Anyway, boys, let's get annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get angry.
Let's stomp.
Ready,
our
Mitchie?
Feet.
All right.
Let's stomp our feet for the legends of the game. Bulldogs, Sharks.
That song, man.
24-6. Where do we start? What do we talk about? Honestly, I'm going to give you my 2 cents and then you just can take it away. The first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I was like, 20. We're actually performing well. Like, we haven't fucking been playing good for the last couple of weeks. Penrith Breeside were fucking weren't that good against them. Like, and then I just get annoyed that refs, because that swing things, it's not the ref's fault. We were shocking. The hunger was never there. Like, you lose Kiraz, right? But you just don't fucking just give in, bro. And then Jerry obviously goes down. And this is what I say to everyone, right? We're so fragile, cuz. Like, if we miss one player, we miss that. Other than a bench player. But if we miss, you know, if Kurt Mann doesn't play, I think we're fucking shit. I don't think we do anything good. That's my honest opinion.
Look at last year. The last three, we lost him. We beat the Warriors, and then we was mainly Cowboys, mainly.
Yeah, I think like they're building a system, Gus and whoever, Seraldo and Gus are building a system where it takes time, where anything happens, we crumble. Well, which is fucking shit. Well, it burns me.
It's like year two or year three of their 5-year plan. So like it's not done yet.
I don't want to hear about a 5-year plan. Yeah, I just want like, and you know what? At the start of the season, we lost Burton for like 2 games. Didn't we? 2-3 games.
3 games. Yeah.
3 games. We've still played good. The thing is, what gets to me is it fatigue. What is it? You know what I mean? Like, what's happening now that all of a sudden you just want to crumble like this? Is it fucking a fake? Is it a fucking pump fake to be like, hey, where's shit? And then you perform in finals. That's what I'm praying for, a fucking miracle.
I'm waiting. I
don't know, bro. But I'll be honest with you. I was dirty at the world. I was fucking angry because the Sharks, man, they played very, very well. Let's not take anything away from them. Well, they were actual gun. They walked all over us. But the past couple of weeks, or probably the last 2 months, our pack has been getting walked. Like no one's made over 100 meters. Like, I don't know if you want to go through Statman Joe, but it didn't feel like we walked through anyone like we were at the start of the season. You get me? And I've always said this, we need a better pack. We need to keep buying a good, we need to build a good pack, because when Penrith did this shit, they had 2 heavy hitters, cuz. They had 2 of my favourite cunts to watch. You know that whole Penrith team? They had 2 of my... Leota and Fisher Harris, cuz. Off the kick chase, it was fucking deadly.
Like juniors too. Auckland, that's in Penrith.
Yeah, that's not that one, eh? Same colours. No, Ivan was there.
I think Dan and Kemp said it. They're like, it was like statistically, they're the best 1-2 combo ever.
Bro.
Well, you know the 23 grand final, how Nathan scored right at the end. Do you know
the Brisbane one? Against Brisbane?
You know, while Fisher Harris and Leota were on the field, while Payne Arse on the field, we won 26-0. And we only won by a try, or whatever we won by. 2 points, I think.
Bro, because they're absolute freaks, cousin. They get after it, man.
The first try that begun the comeback.
Mm. But that's what I'm saying about the Bulldogs, right? Like, now, I'll be honest with you, I never thought we were going to win the comp this year. Like, it's not even a possibility in my mind. And if it happens, cuz, take me to the casino. I don't know, take me. I'm not a gambling man. Take me everywhere. I'm putting everything on everything, right? But you took long to win the comp. Like, I remember against Melbourne, you fucking got pumped in the first half. Pappenhausen walked right through you, bang. And then you come back with a proper system. You kept going. We just need to keep recruiting the right players for the system. Not everyone. We don't need to go buy 17 halfbacks and 18 wingers and 15 halves and Sean O'Sullivan and all this fucking shit, right? Just get 2 or 3 more props, because Leo Thompson's not going to cut it by himself. Sam Hughes, what the fuck, cuz? You're big. You should be fucking doing better. Max King, apparently he's got a moldy house. Haram, I feel bad for him and his family. But I don't want to hear about that, bro. Straight out. Like, just ripping, lad. Who else do we got in this? Sicilia was the only cunt that got out there.
He's a beast.
Bro, he's the only bloke that got out there.
He needs to show the rest of them what
But he's not going to do shit by himself, cuz.
Obviously, but, and I'll say that you saying Sicilia is kind of one of the main things about fatigue. Sicilia has barely played this year.
Yeah.
He had like a 12-week stint because of like
suspensions and injuries.
And then a hamstring injury. So he's got the rest and recovery that majority of his boys don't have. But again,
but everyone's.
I'll let you go and you continue on your rant, and I'll.
But everyone's played this year, bro. Like, even like this, for me, Seraldo fucking got this whole thing wrong, cuz. Well, the whole game is wrong. You shouldn't play anyone. Like, I don't know. Everyone has different opinions. Penrith did it last week. It's all good. If Penrith did it the second week, it isn't good. I don't understand. But I don't know why Burton. Why would you play Burton? The guy's fucking done his knee this year and almost done it like 2 weeks ago, right? Kiraz is fucking injured, all right? Montoya, like, just got back, right?
And, the whole
we're fragile. We are fragile.
Montoya's not someone you rest, though, unless he's carrying an injury.
Like, I would rest him as well, bro. Straight out. Walla, walla. No, I would rest him. I would have played the whole team young cunts.
Yeah, okay.
Like, because you know why? The talk's going to be about, no one's going to care if we get 70 on us.
Mm.
You get me? Like, it's whatever. Then the boys can actually have something to be hungry off. Like, fuck, you know what? We got pelted last week. We're already in the finals. We already know. We're playing Melbourne. The only thing we don't know is fucking the time of the day.
Which now we do.
Now we do, but they didn't yet when they were playing.
So you, most people could make the assumption it was going to be a Friday night.
You never know, because it's always different. Saturdays, Fridays, Sundays, Thursdays.
Me and Winston hold debate about this, because like over the last decade, it's been like five Saturdays.
Now it's
five,
Friday.
And five Fridays. The last couple of years have been Fridays.
So are you boys going?
Nah. I've got a better place I'm going.
Where are you going, bro? What the fuck?
Polywaffle or something.
Because Canberra Leagues is what you want to be, bro. With all the fans,
I thought he was going overseas or something.
I thought he was going to Sefton Playhouse, maybe.
Nah, not for me, bro.
Joe's a good guy, bro. No, but like for me, that's what kills me, bro. Because we're fragile and you still risk that dead rubber game. It shouldn't, like... And bro, if we played and won, I'll be someone else to say it, but I don't know, bro. I think we're very fragile. This is, if we get knocked out in straight sets, it's disappointing, bro. I know where we were a couple of years ago was unbelievable. We're fucking almost wooden spinners to where we are now, but
almost we won the wooden spoon. We actually, before the Tigers won three, we were the last going to win the spoon.
Did we win the spoon?
We won at 21.
You know, I don't remember that. Was that 66-0 year?
That was when Manly put when fucking Tommy Turbo had like his greatest
just
year.
Pumped us, yeah. That was heck. Tommy Turbo was unbelievable. But anyway, that's my 2 cents, cuz. Should have rested everyone. The ego of Seraldo got the better of him, and I don't know. They're going to have to pull up a miracle in Melbourne, because I don't care who's out for Melbourne. Craig Bellamy's not a happy man. And this is going to be some rockets up arseholes, cuz, this week. And we have to be the first concert. We almost beat him in Melbourne with our teams. He usually didn't play, right?
This
year. It's a couple weeks ago. Didn't we go to Melbourne?
Yeah, we did.
We lost.
Yeah,
we played well, didn't we?
We played the second half. We played very well.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, cuz, fuck
me,
this.
I'm honest. We played very well second half.
Yeah, but we didn't win. But what I'm saying is that we know we can do it. We know we can go and have a crack.
It's not impossible.
But they have to show up, cuz, because voila, what they've showed the last couple of weeks, bro, is shocking. Even against Penrith's B team, bro. Like, our forwards are just there. Just get in there, rip them, cuz. Rip this cunt's head off, bro. He's a little shit. What the fuck are you doing? Anyway, you have anything to say, cuz?
I'll let Mitch
go. No, you
sure?
Yeah.
Shout out the Sharks, bro. They look fucking proper hungry.
What I will say is, I reckon if I was JC or a Dragons fan, I'd be very happy with the way Atkinson played.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to start off.
His kicking game was good.
Yeah,
everything was good.
Would you pick Trindle this week if you're the Sharks fan? Coach? Would you play Trindle or Atkinson?
Honestly, I haven't watched the Sharks properly this year. I know Trindle's a fucking gun, but
The only thing is, when Trindle and Hines both play, it's hard to tell which one's going to be the dominant half. And that's what led to a lot of their games.
Hines had a good game as well against us, bro. Well,
yeah, because you know what? Atkinson can take a step back and let Hines dictate the show. Again, they played some of their best footy when Atkinson's the six and Hines the seven. Or when Trindle's the six and Hines.
Why didn't Trindle play? They just dropped him?
No, it was a bit of a niggle.
So do you reckon he'll come back this week?
Probably. I don't know. That's the thing.
I think if Hines...
Think he will.
If Hines had copped that suspension, yeah, Trindle's back. But
100%, definitely.
But because Bud Rockfield complained, Nico Hines is now free to play.
And then also, you got to look at... Like the
how the
future.
Fuck is he free to play, cuz? I don't think what he did was like haram. He's just making a tackle. But
if you're going to head
Jacob Preston got like 6 weeks or something.
That whole fiasco.
Jacob fucking Preston.
Don't.
The nicest guy in the whole world. I've said this before, cuz. You're giving me your daughters 100%.
I hate it. Tino fucking actor. That pissed me off. Anyway.
But I will say, I think the Sharks were really good. I think, Atkinson was great. I think Blake Brayley was great. Nico played well. Their middles were good. Like,
Finola Black was fucking good too, man.
Yeah, their middles were all good. Even Rudolph off the bench played
Hazleton.
Well. Hazleton.
I love Hazleton,
player.
Bro. That's a guy we should have signed.
Who was the other starting middle? He carved.
Well, the second rows or the front rows?
Middle. Front rows.
AFB, I think it was...
Whoever their other middle was, they both killed it at the start.
Oh, what's his name? The guy that used to play for Use.
No, I played for them.
Fast.
What's his name, bro? Dragons? Is that the Dragons? Burns?
Billy Burns, no.
He played back row.
He's a back rower.
Oh, but yeah, he was fucking good too.
Yeah,
bro.
Billy Burns played good.
But wasn't Billy Burns at Penrith at one stage?
Yeah.
He started there, yeah?
Yeah.
It was
Rudolph. It was Rudolph.
Oh, it was Rudolph.
He
cops from the crowd, man.
He and AFB really just set the platform, I think, and just were dominant. And it allowed Brayley allowed to play off the back of it, which allowed Hines to play off the back of that, which allowed Atkinson to play off the back of that, and then let the boys run a bit of a muck. So
I think
that, but also like that defensively, that was the best Sharks performance as well.
Defensively,
like,
yeah.
You didn't fire a shot, in my
nothing.
Opinion.
We had nothing. Anyway.
You know what I say, Mitchie? When, like, Bronson Jerry for us is massive for us in attack. I'm not making an excuse. But because he can get outside someone and fucking give it to Montoya,
he's a gun.
Makes a big difference, bro.
Would you pick him for Australia?
I think there's a lot better.
Who?
In terms of centers.
Katoni.
He's playing for Samoa.
Is he officially?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick him. Straight up.
But I don't think Latrell's going to play. But there's going to be Tommy Turbo, probably Bradman Best.
I'll pick Tommy Turbo. I'll pick Bradman Best. Bradman Best deserves
it. But they're both left centers, Cherry and Bradman. So you need a right center.
Yeah, Jerry's not good on the right.
No.
I think Jerry's been better than Bradman Best this year, if I'm being honest.
Maybe.
But Bradman Best is all around. This is better.
Yeah,
he's a better center.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. It's tough, man. I don't really look at international.
I wonder where Robert Toye.
Maybe this year I'll watch international.
Robert
I don't know. Are they playing this year?
Yeah.
Fuck, he's gun too.
Yeah, he might be.
It's not the Kevin Walters who he wants to pick, ultimately.
Yeah. He'll pick Toye, I reckon.
Anyway, go on, Joey. Take the stage. Here we go. Drum roll, please. This is going
to
be fucking.
Let's make it quick because we have to speak about the games coming up, bro.
Yeah, just some of the games that were like. No, people aren't here.
No, the finals games. We're going to give our predictions.
Ah, tips. Right. All right. I'll start with all the Sharks first. Just give them their flowers.
Give them their flowers,
honestly,
bro. Give them their flowers,
all year, we're giving them shit for not showing any mongrel, showing no aggression. Well, I bet you they're still burning from my ambush in round four when no one thought we would win and we somehow pulled that win off. That was one of my favorite wins from this year. They were still burning. Again, the fact they were playing on their speakers at training.
that was funny, bro.
Like, they were on a mission to, like, shut us up. They're like, these walls.
You reckon that mission will fade out, bro?
That what?
You reckon it'll fade out? That hype that they have, like, you know how we got up for Manly, the Manly game, like we got up for it and we fucking built it, and then the next week we just didn't show up.
You just got a hangover from that game still. You haven't played well since.
Yeah, no, we haven't, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hype thing. Like, you get,
but again,
it's a mentality thing.
Well, I'm glad you bring up that game because that leads into something a little bit later on. But
I've got 10 minutes in my car.
Are we quick?
Oh, you want to go?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh.
All right. Sharks, they played very well. They showed a lot of aggression and they defended their hearts out. Well, a lot better than we did. And then, look, obviously, Sherry getting the category 1 HA was always ugly. Ugly scenes, first of all. He just got like...
Yeah, he was knocked out.
You don't
want to
see anyone get hurt.
Yeah.
That wasn't pretty. And then, obviously, that created a whole backline shift. And again, for like 20 minutes, we defended very well. The fact they, for a solid, I don't know...
That's why I was smart. That's why I was like a bit excited.
I was confident. Like, look, like we're defending very well on our line. And ultimately, we eventually cracked. And then as soon as Keogh then also got sent for a HIA, like, just to check on him.
How was he not? He got, who's
I don't know how
Disney
the fuck they
land,
didn't.
Bro.
I don't know how they didn't call it on the spot, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
No, sure. It was like, literally
cool.
Immediately.
But they scored that try. They just walked past him.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was like trying to. That's what I'll tell you. He burns my life because, like, it's not just about my team. Just be consistent, cuz.
Yep.
Why do I need an independent doctor to tell me the guys? Look at him, cuz.
But the fact that he came back out and played the rest of the game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's got a big hard head.
Yeah.
Well, and his one was like Jerry's one. It was bad, bro. Mm. It wasn't like a little
but
one.
But then, obviously, that period that we just got absolutely flogged, even through meters, all across the park.
Everything, bro.
We just got burned. And then, obviously, to cap it off, Tracy then does that really bad knock-on, which then lets the Braley's try.
Connor Tracy's got to get more involved in the attack, bro. I remember playing against Parramatta last year in that mad game
best game of
bro, what? He swung left, swung right. He was throwing balls.
And he was probably the man of the match in that game.
He was.
He was unbelievable.
He was, cuz. And he gave Crider space. Like, he gave Crider actually to do something.
Yeah.
That's what burns me about
it. You know what? I think everyone got so hyped up on the whole hybrid fullback thing with Crider.
But I don't see it, cuz.
The thing was, it worked well against Warriors, and then everyone said how good it was. I honestly thought, okay, maybe we'll save this thing as like a little thing to use later on.
No, you can use it during.
Ever since then, we've been spamming that move.
But you can use it during a game. It's fine to use it once or twice in a game here and there. You get me?
But they
you don't have to fucking change the whole game plan to that.
They shouldn't be doing it as often as they are.
Seraldo is Pep Guardiola. Literally. You know anything about Pep Guardiola?
He's an aura, but.
Yeah, but he's Pep Guardiola. He's just like, he's too smart for himself. Sometimes
outthinks the room. He's trying to outthink the room. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to, cuz like Kostya. Anyway,
Sell your halfback. Sell your hooker. Fullback will be next.
Who?
He's throwing more bait. Don't buy it.
No, I'm just trying. I actually didn't hear what he said. I just said hooker and halfback.
Sell your halfback. Sell your hooker.
Nah, we're full, bro. I think Toby Simpson should have started.
We were very janky in attack. It wasn't. We're very disappointing. The one try we scored was against the run at play.
Can I ask a question? If Toby Sexton played, do you think we would look better?
No.
So what I understand these fans, guys? They just.
Do you know what it is?
If Toby Sexton played.
I think if Reid started at hooker.
Yes.
I know he played most of the game, but it was a lot of. Everything was out of whack. If Reid was still your hooker, you'd look heaps better.
I've been saying this.
I think too, but I think it doesn't change anything for us, guys. It's good. It improves us a bit. But our fucking pack, like the hunger. Because it's all hunger.
But when I was saying that, off
what do you
camera,
mean? No, you were saying no. You were just saying we're shit. We don't deserve to be there. We're
you were doing it a bit differently. You
because, bro, like, we've been good for most of the season. You get me?
And that's what I was going to lead into. Mate, we've been playing so much better than everyone's giving us credit for.
Yeah.
Not naming names. We've been playing so much better.
Side eye of doom, lad.
So you don't hear much of the noise, do you?
Nah, I don't hear it. I don't listen to it, to be honest. Yeah, if it comes from hatred, I don't listen to it. But if if we have a footy conversation, I'll converse with you all day, bro. I swear. But if it's just like, fuck that Max King is shit. It's like,
I don't
bro.
Say that. I've never written that. Yeah, you have. I've never written that. I said he's soft.
You say he's soft or you call him a
which
cat.
Is what you just
like,
said.
How shit is Max King?
That's what you said.
No, I didn't say that.
You said it on the camera half an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, like, he's been shit, yeah. But, but I didn't, like, you just rock up, you're like, how the hell is Max King playing Origin? He's so shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Not unnecessary. Anyway.
Anyway, the thing is, again, I know before you say this is not an excuse, it's just a fact. The fact is the game for both teams meant nothing. That's just a fact.
100%.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know why we rocked up full strength. I don't know why I thought in one game all of a sudden everything's going to click into gear for momentum-wise. Obviously, these boys are carrying, every team is carrying niggles. And we're given the opportunity. We've earned the right to be able to rest players.
Yeah, that's why you got a top four, because you can at least take some time off at the end.
Especially in our team. As we've all been saying, we're a small four-pack team. We're not big. We're small, zippy, fast forward pack. That's what made us so deadly at the start of the year. We're fitter. We're able to just outpace teams. But now towards the back end, this is like last year. We started, obviously last year was a bit different. We didn't start as well, but we were still consistently good for majority of 2024. Then the back end of the year came around. Fatigue was sitting in, and then just that was when
inexperience, bro. That loss to Manly was inexperience, bro. Straight out, that was DCE being smart, going short side.
I'm excluding that finals game. I'm talking about the two games leading into the finals. We gassed out. The fatigue was gone.
Then we had the whole out of car situation as well. Don't forget about that. That was annoying. Every week was something. But still, we don't have nothing this year.
Yeah, no. We've had no off-field dramas.
Literally about Galvin.
Yeah, even that got resolved pretty quickly.
Not really. It's just a conversation every fucking week. But anyway, it's not noise. It's not like noise. No one cares about it anyway. But that promo video they dropped, because I ran through the brick wall, yeah?
Why did they get Gutho to...
Oh, he said that to me. Oh, I was going to throw my phone at a wall.
Gutherson. Good old Gutho, bro. I can't hate Gutho, bro. I hate him, but
I like Gutho.
Yeah.
He does whinge a lot.
He's been good, man.
He's Gutherson. Like the number four.
I think he's been good.
He's a soul from Belmore.
15th, it's all right. That was straight out the Dragons, but I fucking hate him. Anything else, Joe? Wrap it up quickly.
Yeah, I think... everyone that had a gut is definitely complaining about the Dogs right now. Mate, no other fan base is going to believe in our team. Everyone who wears this badge, mate, show some pride on your team. Back these boys. We're built on this whole year's been believing in these boys. Stand by them. No one, none of the pundits, none of the experts, no one gave us a shot to do anything this year. They said, oh, maybe they'll finish bottom four of the eight. No one even remotely thought top four was
in
the cards.
Where did you think this was going to come?
I'm biased. I said second, so I wasn't that far off.
No, I think I said sixth or seventh. Like bottom eight. I don't think we would have been a top four.
I saw second. But that's just me being a biased.
I have to watch the episode back, bro. I don't know why. I said the Roosters like 12th.
Yeah, but
because transition. I'm like,
so I think it's just really? I think it's us duties as fans. Stand by these boys. Believe in them. Back them every week. Win, lose, draw. Stand by them.
Yeah, hang on.
Stand by them, but. If I remember correctly, someone wrote they were embarrassing on his own Instagram.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, because a team can't be embarrassing
with your team.
Yes, it is.
You can be critical.
What, man? And just bend over for him. We can't
turn a blind eye.
Good stuff, boys. You spent for 50 minutes.
You've got to hold them accountable the still. Has? But at the same time, you still have to stand by them.
So you were embarrassed of them, though?
I was embarrassed of the performance. Even they would admit they weren't proud of that. I don't think a single Dogs player is going to say, oh, no.
Because as a fan, the first thing you deserve is effort. As every fan,
and they didn't show it out there. Unfortunately,
I don't know where the rule is, cuz, but that's the rule. You have to give effort, right? It's the reason why I get annoyed at Cleary in Origin, because I don't see the effort he does that he puts for Penrith that I see in New South Wales. Even these boys, like last week, what the fuck's the effort, cuz? Fennell Blake's just walking over everyone. It's finals footy. Let's refresh.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it's gonna take a fucking miracle to beat Melbourne.
Regular season is now over. The boys they earned the right to be third. They played so well for so much.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean shit anymore.
But that's it. It's a new comp now.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean shit. Voila. It actually doesn't mean shit.
I agree.
Good thing is we get a second chance. But there's no point getting a second chance if you're gonna keep doing the same shit. That's my two cents.
But again, this is now.
Before you finish on that, we're gonna let Flaxy jump in.
Jump in, Flax,
and have his two cents on the Doggies.
Love you, Mitchie.
Thanks, boys. Bro.
Take it easy, my bro.
Enjoy.
We'll
see ya. See you, bro. Hold on. I'll chat to you.
Yes, sir. Good luck in New Zealand, bro. Are you going? Obviously not.
But yeah. Honestly, every Dogs fan, this is directly to all of you. On Friday, if you're not going to Melbourne, because obviously not everyone's going to just go fly down to Melbourne, go to places like
Fake Canberra. Fans, man. Fake fans, I'll tell you.
I mean, not everyone's can afford to go week in, week out. You gotta, it's a working class sport.
I'm sorry, I went to every single game last year. The only one I missed was a home game.
I miss you, bro.
I miss you too, bro.
What the fuck's going on, my brother? What's going on, cuz? I can have some footy knowledge and getting rage baited now.
But yeah, go to Canterbury Leagues. Go, be around the places where the heart of the fan base is. I'm gonna be the, I'm gonna be in Canterbury Leagues. Mate, my voice will be gone probably.
I think the Bulldogs fans are just privileged fucks, bro. Honestly, you're my honest opinion. I think they're just privileged, right? Now, I'm a Bulldogs fan that's been watching for a long time, and I've been through the pain, I've been through the good times, I've been through the bad. I started off in the good times, and then I have to experience the shit times for a long time, right? Now, don't forget where we were a couple of years ago, and I don't want to say this next year, because I think after this year, it's not valid anymore. Enough's enough. 3 years in, you got to improve. But to the fans that just are negative, just put it in the bin, bro. Or just, no one wants to hear it, wallah. Man. I'm at the game, every time Lachlan Galvin gets the ball, someone's staring at him from my own team. What the fuck is that, bro? And you know, the guy actually put, like, effort. The guy actually tries to attack. He tries to do things. He tries to actually make the team score. Yeah, he's going to throw some stupid passes, but I don't know how many times I have to fucking say this on League Lads. Give the bloke a break, cuz. If Ezra Mann done this, no one will say shit.
Look, I'll come from a perspective of, you know, from a pit. We've won 4 comps in a row, made 5 grand finals in a row. We have a right to act the way we do. As fans, we have a right. Obviously, not the bandwagoners. They're, you know, separate. Yeah. But we have a right to do it. You guys haven't won a comp. Like, and you guys, like, not all of you. Like, obviously, you guys are pretty good. But There's some fans out there that act like they've won the comp, and they've forgotten the year, what, 3 years ago, where you only won 3 games? Like,
did you? No.
They've lost all the humbleness about it. We have that right to kind of lose the humbleness about it, because we've been that good.
Yeah, like, it's died out to you that you need a little bit of reality check. We need the start of the season, that's what happened.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of, we built it back. That's what we did. Whereas you, like, your fans, they're just, they've lost that. You've gained a bit of success and you think you're the best thing that's ever been.
We've had one good season last year.
Listen, they're very passionate.
And they think we're...
Which is not a problem.
That we're owed a premiership. When obviously, every team is owed a premiership. But with us, literally, 2020, 21 and 22, we won a total of 13 games. This year alone, we've won 16.
Yeah, that's...
The improvement is day and night. Almost.
100%.
We earned the ego. You guys haven't earned that yet.
We're still building...
And what I say is that's why I get annoyed, because a lot of people don't know what footy is, bro. It takes time. You get me?
It's the lack of patience.
Not everyone has Nathan Cleary in their team.
And that's why Penrith winning 4 in a row is such a huge monumental thing.
Yeah.
Because it's winning one comp.
Bro, the Roosters
alone.
Roosters. Yeah, winning one comp is massive. But Roosters going back to back, that was the talk of the town for so long, cuz.
That's not even a thing anymore. No one talks about it.
Everyone forgets about how good Tedesco and Cooper Cronk were. They had to go and buy a premiership. You get me? The Roosters, they used to try everything with Mitchell Pearce.
Yep.
Fucking could get it done. Bang, bang, bang. What happened?
Cooper Cronk changed it. But anyway.
What I'm saying is, it's so important to understand where we are and to be happy about it and to be proud and to support from the bottom of your heart.
And honestly,
we're going to get frustrated, cuz. We are the most passionate fan base in the fucking country. I'll tell you that from now. As a Lebo, we are loud, we are proud, we enjoy it. When we lose, we get hurt. Like, it's emotionally attached. We're Arabs, cuz. We love to emotionally attach ourselves to it, right? But don't let it just throw everything else in the bin. Like, next year, we'll have a different conversation.
Look,
next year, if we're not... I'm not saying we have to win the grand final next year, cuz you can't...
I still expect you to be top 4.
I think top 4 next year is on the cards.
No, next year...
If top yours. I think your season has failed if you don't make the top 4 next year.
Yeah,
this year, this fifth, was fifth. This year was like, okay, you know, if you finish 6th, fair enough. I gave you guys that benefit of the doubt.
No, but we're still doing crazy things with this team.
Obviously, you're ahead of schedule. Like, that's a fact. But next year, if you're not top 4, that's a failed season to me.
I agree. And my thing is as well with the Dogs and this whole season in general. People, again, we weren't racking up these sort of numbers 2-3 years ago at a course day. I remember sitting through 66-0 and it was like 13,000. I thought, okay.
It's like 8,000, 9,000.
This is like our absolute darkest hour. And then you got Serrato saying in the presser afterwards that game. On that day, 2 years ago, he says, stick by us, trust us. 2 years later, we're now in the top
third,
four.
Not fourth, third.
We're third. We're the third.
And I swear, we should have been second or first. We should have been like this game. Everyone should have did things, right? But we should have been. That Penrith game was unbelievable. It could have went any way, right?
Could have gone either way.
You could have won, we could have won, right? You just won. Tigers game, we should have won that game.
Should have.
Let's be real. We should have won that game. The second Brisbane game.
We bottled the lead.
We should have won that game, right? That's 6 points, 8 points there already, all right? And not everyone deserves. I'm not saying you just hand the points. But there's the little things that need to be improved next year. And that would have fucking been first. Would have been playing at Caucas.
We'd be at home.
Against
at
fucking whoever it is.
Broncos. It'd be Broncos at home.
And guess what? We lost twice to them that year.
This year.
Can we turn
times,
around? So can we not turn around? It's a great talking point.
Exactly.
But back the boys.
And also, everyone who's been saying this year's, we've thrown away this season so bad. This morning when I saw photos of all the captains doing all the eight captains doing the photos, I didn't see Parramatta. I didn't see Newcastle.
Yep, the
I
Dragons.
Didn't see Tigers, I didn't see Dragons. There were nine other teams I didn't see at that photo shoot. There was one team I saw though. Another team in the blue and white. So please, be grateful for what we've achieved so much to you. Be grateful. Be proud of the boys. Because look how easily you can just...
It's go. Always the ones that don't know that look at, speak the most.
Look at Parramatta. 2022, they're in a grand final. They're on the cusp of winning the premiership. They haven't been in the top eight since then.
They didn't even rock up to that game.
Look, I'll be honest with Parramatta. Like they've been hard done by the past few years, but they're looking good.
We'll save that for the...
Anyway, boys, let's move on from the Bulldogs. Just
anyway, yeah. Finals
footy.
Final words.
You want to give your final
words? Only my final words quickly. Stand by the boys. Back them all the way because no other fan base will, no other team will. Stand by them. And again, that video, I will proudly admit this on camera. I shed a damn tear. listening to the narration and seeing it, showing all the games and then showing where we were in 23.
I love how they put the NRL 360 in there as well. That was my favorite.
They showed all the pundits, even Dana Kemp. They showed the people who didn't back us. They're not. That's what I'm trying to say. When I say no one else will back us, the pundits aren't backing us. The experts, the ex-players, no one is standing by us. So we as Dogs, it's our job to show these boys that we believe in you. Get the job done.
Let's do it. My last words: just enjoy it. Straight out, enjoy it. Let's move on, boys. Do you want to speak about those last two games? Yeah. Dolphins didn't make the eight, boys. Canberra.
They were the best. They're the best attacking team of the year. They didn't
Dolphins. Canberra can't win the comp, man.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
Did you see that?
Know
did
what
you
the
see
hell
what
was happening with the 60s this week? We had 2 60s, a 40
back
pointer,
to back.
36, 37, 36.
Bro. Points galore this week.
I think that was the lowest.
Look, to talk about the last two games in like a sort of small wrap up thing.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah, the Raiders look. Dolphins, man, they can be something. They've topped the highest they've ever been. If they can just get the pieces right together, they will be a good team.
They're also riddled with injuries.
And that's the issue. They're also riddled with injuries. But, man, Canberra, I said this on Talking Cleary. You look at Panthers when we versus the Dogs last week and it was our reserve grade side. You look at Panthers versus Dogs, we only lost 28 points to 4. You look at the Canberra game, look at their
12.
Juniors, man.
62-12.
It just shows how big their window is for a premiership because once players start getting a bit older, I mean, they have some young guns, don't get me wrong, but once they start getting a bit older, man, like, that their juniors don't look up to the task as much as, like, a Penrith. And obviously, that's okay. Penrith have the best junior sort of breed in the comp, but, you know, it just that's the transparency I saw kind of out of that. And then in the Parramatta game, man, they're going to look so dangerous next year.
Yeah.
And shout out to Dylan Brown. He got his send-off try in the first try scorer. And, he got the send-off. He got the smash the team he's going to. But, and you know what? I don't actually think he wanted to go. I think it was the money.
Exactly.
I think it was the money, man.
Well, you'd be a fool to turn that out.
Well, you got to think about it. He got actually told, like, if you want to, Riles told him, if you wanted to go to the Knights, you can go. And he was like, no, I'll stay for the season. And I think, you know, I don't think he wanted to go. But
I think Dylan Brown,
you wouldn't pass up that money. If you're a Dogs player, you wouldn't pass that money. It's exciting, yeah.
Honestly, like, when they got rid of Adam O'Brien and they're starting to look at, like, what's his name? That chick, that union coach.
Henny? No, that's not right.
Michael Chica? No, anyway, Andrew Johns was, like, vouching for him hard. It's exciting to see who could take over and he can be a part of this rebuild, bro.
Yeah.
There's no like bad. There's no more bad energy.
But as Joey John said, like it's a long process. Yeah. Like that. Like with it, Parramatta, it was a 2-year process. Or not really. Like this year,
Dylan Brown will reap the rewards from it, bro.
100%.
And we'll give my quick 2 cents on this. Look, Raiders, Dolphins. Stuff. It was what we expected. The Dolphins, obviously, they're the best attacking team. We thought we all saw there was gonna be a bit of a score coming. They come out the eight. I think that's a missed opportunity for them. They really were on the cusp of making the eight.
Yeah, but they didn't deserve to
make it. But injuries were just
Herbie. Herbie
one was the biggest one.
I feel bad for Herbie, man.
Yeah.
He was so close to coming
back. I don't know if he'll get back to it too, man. Hopefully he does, bro.
It's a hamstring. He's a gum.
Wasn't it the ACL?
No, hamstring.
Oh, then he'll be all right. What the fuck? I was so worried about him.
Nah, but the hamstring's one of those ones that like it never goes away.
It comes back.
And it was a bad hamstring. Like, it was like the sniper.
It's better than ACL, but, man.
Oh, it's always better than ACL, but... But with the... Yeah, it's just like... It's the same with Bizra at the moment, you know? Well, Cleary, like, that hamstring could go...
Straight away.
Any second. And then Newcastle power up. Newcastle win the spoon. Mate, that's just...
Congratulations, by the way. Sorry, then.
Sorry, Dan.
Bro had to run a full marathon.
I
wouldn't
do it. I would have given up a long time ago.
I said, I don't blame you if you don't do it, bro.
Like 66-10. Like, Newcastle just threw all tools are just down for them. Yeah. They just looked down for the count. They were done. It was just Parramatta. Mitch Moses got a hat trick. Adakar got a hat trick.
It was just a fist.
Nomad Monday can recover the way their season has gone this year.
Junior Barlow avoiding the New Year run, getting a try at the end of the year.
Yeah, of course, some good stuff.
Like, Parramatta, they're building for something. As much as I hate to say that, because Parramatta can't.
I think Parramatta will be good next year, bro, because Mitchell Moses, if he stays fit, that's a
big That's the thing.
That's the whole thing.
It's the same with Cleary, man. If Cleary says we win a premiership, if Moses stays healthy, then.
I want to speak about finals footies, boys.
Let's talk about
finals. I'm freezing in here. Finals footy.
Let's do it, bro. All right. Melbourne are playing the Bulldogs at Amy Park. This is a big game. This is a game that, honestly, I can't predict. And I don't know, as a neutral Flexi, what do you think?
Look, I had yous until the game against Cronulla. Look, Mitch was giving me the fuck. He was like, "Why are you backing the Dogs?" He's a generational Dogs hater. And I gotta respect it. He's a generational Dogs hater. I'll say that. But look, I had you guys. I was like, you know, you guys get them up. Yeah, the Storm look kind of better with the replacements they have, but it's finals footy, man, and you're changing your combinations in week one.
What's your prediction?
Look. I have to take Storm here. Just the way he's played, just the injuries that have come out of these games, and you're battered. Like I think fatigue's going to set in, and I think that's what's going to kill you. And I think Storm, with the finals experience they have, I think it's just going to get him over the line. I think it'll be like 12-6, like, or it'll be a very low scoring game. But I think they'll just get yours.
Mate,
all right. I hate to say it, man. I hate to say it because that means you're versing us next week, the week after.
That's all right, because I think you look back at last year, the last two games of the season, we fatigue. Everyone kept saying the Dogs are fizzed out, fatigue killed us.
Do you think we can win? I need your prediction quickly.
You're building up to it.
It's a build up. And then we versus Manly, and for 70 minutes.
He's a storyteller, my man.
I get my point through story. 70 minutes, we were in control. We were playing some of our best footy. Our inexperience got the better of us, and we lost at the end. Now, a year later, back end of the year, we've fizzled out. Everyone thinks we're done. We're about to face Melbourne and Melbourne. This is like we're the best. We're one of the better teams at being Melbourne and Melbourne.
Score prediction.
Ooh, score prediction.
No more stories. I need score prediction. You're taking me off the coast here.
It's going to be 18-14.
Look, before
Dogs?
You...
Dogs are going to get the win.
Look, before you get onto it, just PSA to the Dogs team. See that white little stuff there? Just stay away from it. Stay away from it. Don't drive. Take Ubers. Fucking
No phone charges.
But yes, I think the Dogs are going to get the job done. By all reports, apparently, Corral's going to pull a miraculous comeback. And I think he's going to be the key to locking down Coates. And I think Dogs, we're going to pull off a miracle here. We're going to get the job done. It's the perfect story.
Confidence. I like it.
I'm back in the boys because, as I've been saying all night, if I won't, no one else will.
I think Melbourne are going to win this game. If I'm being completely honest, I think it's going to be a Cameron Munster show, bro. Cameron Munster, Harry Grant, they know what to do in these big games. If we win this game, the Bulldogs, I have so much confidence into the next. I really like, I'm being completely honest. If we beat Melbourne in Melbourne, this is more than just a game. This is like a mentality thing, this game. Because we have injuries and they have injuries. But we're going to Melbourne and we haven't won there in so long. And
we beat them in 23. What do you mean? Remember, you called it that we beat them in 23.
Yeah, but it was no one was playing, cuz.
What do you mean?
Oh, they had the whole team?
Yeah.
Yeah, but finals footy, cuz.
Finals is a different beast. I know, finals are
different beasts.
Craig Bellamy.
Hey, remember 2014?
You know, I actually don't remember us beating them, and I did call that. Wow, that was good memory.
Remember 2014, what happened in the finals?
I think, yeah, I do. I was at that final. I paid $600 for my ticket and sat in the nosebleeds. Don't tell me about grand finals, cuz. I've been there. I think Melbourne get it done. I think it's 18-12. It's going to be a very tight game. Boys, Warriors and Penrith. I'm going to give you my quick 2 cents. I think the Warriors win this. I don't know why I have this weird feeling. If you look at the game, Penrith should win it fucking 13 plus. Let's be real, right? But I don't know. There's going to be something about this game that the Warriors fans are going to get up for it. And it's in New Zealand, and it's always tough in there. I don't know the records. I don't know the stats. I don't care. I think Warriors get the job done 1-12. Very, very, very tight game. And it all goes down to Nathan Cleary, this game. I think there's going to be something that he does that just doesn't get him over the line. Right? You know what's going to happen, right? Nathan Cleary's going to masterclass this, hat trick.
Yeah, and I'm going to come here and go, what the fuck did you say next week?
Just thank me. Go on.
Huh?
Just thank me.
Thank you. Yeah, like you think I...
What's your prediction? Look, quick stuff. I got to move on.
Look, man, Panthers, look, we beat them. We beat them without five major players last time. They're arguably worse than they were. And it's finals footy. It's... You know,
it's a no-brainer.
Well, mate, we're in cruise control.
So you're what, 13 plus?
13 plus.
Okay.
I got Panthers just 1-12. I think that Warriors crowd, again, it's like a 14th player for them.
That's a good call too.
Right, it's like their 14th player. It's a home crowd. They're going to lift, but I still think Panthers, they're just too close.
Just get the job done. I'm excited for this one, boys. Cronulla and the Roosters. I'm going to give you my quick 2 cents. I think the Roosters are going to fucking pump them. Like, if I'm being completely honest with you.
I have no... objections to that.
I think they get fucking pumped. I swear, if the Sharks win this game,
full credit.
This is a big thing for the. If the Sharks win this game, cause it's massive. Look, and I know the Roosters aren't the best.
Look, I want to say that Sharks played their grand final this last week.
That's what I think.
If they beat the Roosters, they don't have to go up against the Raiders or Broncos. They're not. If they don't make it, they're not making it the next week either. If they do some miracle run, bro.
I think Rooster's 13 plus. What are you saying?
Yeah, Chook's 13 plus. I just think Marky Mark, Teddy, Walker, Tupou, they're going to run amok.
Too much. Flexi?
But again, I won't be surprised the Sharks somehow pull this shit off.
There's five syllables. Mark, Na, Wonga, Nito, Wase.
So Rooster's by five? What are you saying?
Bro.
13 plus?
Mark Nwangadika Wase by five tries.
13 plus?
30 plus.
That's crazy, bro. Honestly, I think we've been a bit harsh on the Sharks, but last game, boys, before I jet.
They lack any, they can't ice moments. Nico Hines will just melt.
I don't know.
Look, it's not that they can't ice moments. I think they have a lot of mongrel, but like, can they back it up? Wait, like, yeah, they show it sometimes, but have they been able to back it up two games in a row? I don't think so.
All right, boys, Canberra and Brisbane. I am so excited for this game because it has speed. It has intensity. It has fucking...
The Canberra crowd.
It has cold. It's going to be cold. It might be cold. I don't know. It might be hot. But Ricky Stewart, for sure, is going to be on the sideline in that Raiders jacket.
Chewing that gum.
And Michael Maguire is going to be up in the stands with his veins popping out. This is going to be a great game, boys.
You want to know my prediction on this?
Yeah, go
first.
The team that loses...
is gone.
Makes the grand final.
That's a good call.
Team that loses.
So you think either Raiders or Brisbane can make the grand final?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. I think this
the winner, you mean?
Honestly, no, the loser.
Oh.
I think
the Raiders, winner versus us in week three.
I think this game, I'm gonna give you my quick prediction. I think the Raiders win this game 1-12. I think Brisbane are like Gonski's after this.
I disagree, man. Raiders.
I'm saying Raiders 1-12.
Right.
They disappoint us in the grand final against Penrith.
Oh, mate, this is arguably, if Dogs weren't playing, this would be the game of the round. Probably is still game of the round.
It is.
It's going to be on a Canberra.
This is game of the round by far. 100%. Like, yeah, country
the quality, mile. The quality is all there.
On a Sunday afternoon in Canberra, two informed teams with a comp.
Woo!
Oh, Reece Walsh up against Kyle Weeks.
You never know what plumbing's happening in Canberra. What's your score prediction?
I'm going to back. This is the hardest one to pick. Because I can see where Broncos just put a clinic on the score. But also, Canberra's defense and their willingness to not give up. I'm gonna back Canberra here on the 12.
I'm gonna go against the grain here. I'm actually gonna go Broncos. And the reason why I'm going Broncos, informed team at the comp in the comp at the moment, but look at the Raiders, man. Like they didn't look like I know they beat Penrith, but they didn't beat us convincingly. Let's be honest.
You don't need to. A win is a win.
No, but finals mentality, saying, man. And
yeah, but you haven't been splendid.
We haven't been splendid, but finals mentality, man, is a different beast. And Broncos have been there a lot more than the Raiders. Raiders have also been known to upset. Like they upset the Storm a few years ago. Yeah, I'm gonna go Broncos 1-12, man. I think. Home crowd advantage. Oh, bro, it's home crowd advantage. They're going to get that clap.
I love you, boys. I got a jet. Listen, man.
Give me Broncos 1-12.
Good to be back. I don't know what's going to happen next week. We're going to have a good... I'm so excited for finals footy, bro. The boys are all here. They're working very hard. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Everyone that subscribes, that likes. Honestly, I've had some time off, but I feel fresh. And I'm ready to go. So thank you all. Take it easy. And shout out to Hectic Fred for being chucking a sticker today.
Say boys.
Up the dogs.